Good morning, everyone. It's good to see you all today. And a special welcome to those on Zoom. Have we got any on Zoom today? Oh, good. Six. Welcome to the six and the other thousands that may join later. It's good that we can come and worship the Lord our God today. It's the start of the holiday season, as it were, for some. And it's good that we can be here on the first day of the week, on the Lord's Day, to come together to worship and praise our Lord and God. And this morning we'll be looking at Psalm 139 and seeing what God told David about that psalm and how that can help us and challenge us in our daily lives. But we'll start with, we're just opening prayer, so let us come before God in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, as we come together and before you today, we thank you for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to everyone. We acknowledge that you are the creator and sustainer of the universe, and of us individually. But most of all, we thank you for your great love for us in sending Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord and Saviour, to this earth to pay the penalty for our sin. May we all respond to your love by accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Saviour and growing closer to him day by day, and through our words and actions show your love to others. Please help us now to worship and praise you, and may our worship be acceptable to you, because Father, we've come through faith in your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, our Saviour and our friend. Amen. Now let's join in the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those that sin against us. And lead us not to the time of trial, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory for ever. Amen. Our opening song is Light of the World, You Step Down into Darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. So let us stand as we worship God together.
Glory has in heaven above.
We're going to sing our next song as we continue to worship and praise our God. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul. I'll worship your holy name. And this is why we've come this morning, to worship the name of Jesus.
Sing like never before, oh my.
Please sit down. Let's just come to God in prayer. Let us pray. Loving Father, indeed we have come this morning to worship and to praise your holy name and that of your Son, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. And through the power of your Holy Spirit, Father, we pray that you will help us to worship you. Help us to hear what you are saying to each one of us. You are our God. You are our Saviour, Lord Jesus. And we just ask that you will just encourage us now and strengthen us and build us up into the people you want us to be. And just help us as we continue to worship you in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, the light of your love is shining, in the midst of the darkness shining. Jesus, light of the world, shine upon us. Shine on me. And as you're all singing it, we're asking the Lord to shine on you as well. So let's stand as we continue to worship our Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
Please sit down. Well, it sounded as if you enjoyed that, which is good. And may indeed we shine with the Lord Jesus' presence as we go out into the world. We're going to come to a time of intercessory prayer as we pray for the needs of others. I'll be praying for Ukraine, the voting for our next Prime Minister, the NHS, global warming. Did it rain in Desborough last night?
Yes.
We give thanks to that and pray for us a bit more. Especially at night, it's ideal, isn't it? And pray for each one of us as well. Because each one of us is special to the Lord Jesus. So let us pray together now. Loving Father, we've just sung about asking you to fill us with your heavenly fire, to set our hearts ablaze with your love and your power. And yet, Father, as we turn to our world, we see that there is such a need for your power and light there. And Father, we just pray for the situation in Ukraine at this time. We pray for an end to the war and a just and lasting peace. Father, the numbers that are killed or injured, the devastation, Father, we just pray for an end to that war. And Father, with the voting for our next Prime Minister, we just pray for those that are entitled to vote, that you will guide them as to who they are to vote for. And Father, we pray that the new Prime Minister will indeed be able to lead this country completely and fully. And just pray for the Christian MPs, that you will guide them. And Father, we do pray for the NHS. We pray for the staff with their stress and tiredness and continual working. We pray for the patients that are waiting for operation, treatment, tests, results. And we pray again for our government, Father, that they will take action with the NHS and be able to move things forward. And Father, although some of us may enjoy the sunshine, it has been a bit warm at times. And Father, we do pray for the global warming, that there will be action from nations instead of words, and that it will be taken seriously. And Father, we do thank you for the rain which we received last night, and we just pray for a bit more. And Father, we pray for each one of us. You know each one of us. Each one of us is special to you. Whether here in the church or on Zoom. Father, you know what's happening this week. And Father, we just pray that as we go forward each day, that we will go forward with you. And we will seek your guidance and your leading in our lives. And may each one of us be drawn closer to you, Heavenly Father. So just be with us now, we pray. And we just thank you that we can pray for situations around the world, as well as remembering each one of us here. Thank you, Father, that you care and listen to our prayers. And we just pray that you will just answer these prayers in accord with your will and timing. In Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing a lovely song. It is a thing most wonderful, almost too wonderful to be, that God's own Son should come from heaven and die to save a child like me. And as we begin to look at Psalm 139 shortly, we see how David really appreciated the love of God for him. And this song helps us to understand some of God's love for us. And it's a means of us responding to God's love. Thank you, Brian. In this Psalm 139, this Psalm of David, we get an overview of David's understanding of God. We today have a greater understanding. of God since our Lord Jesus Christ came to earth and taught us and has shown us what God is like and how we should live our lives. And Jan is now going to come and read Psalm 139.
O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in, behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If only you would slay the wicked, O God. Away from me, you bloodthirsty men. They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord, and abhor those who rise up against you? I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
Thank you, Jan. So we're going to look through to Psalm 139. The first six verses, God who takes a personal interest in us. God knows all about us. He knew all about David. As David exclaims, when we sit down or when we stand, he knows our thoughts. And that can be not so good, couldn't it? God knows our intentions, he knows our attitudes, he knows our good thoughts and our bad thoughts, sadly, as well. And God knows the words that we speak before we speak them. God is in front of us and behind us, protecting and blessing us. There is no limit to God's knowledge. For David, this understanding of God, of his knowledge and care, is so wonderful that it's almost too much to take in for David. And I wonder, when we hear this psalm and when we look at it, when we read it, do you realise just how much God cares about you? How precious you are? The second section is God whose presence is everywhere. David acknowledges that God's Spirit is everywhere. And no matter where David goes, God's Spirit is there, up in the sky or down in the depths of the earth. whether we're flying at 40,000 feet or so, or potholing, or diving in the ocean, God's Spirit is there. Even the darkness cannot hide us from God's Spirit, David says. And sometimes we can use this truth of God's Spirit being everywhere as an excuse. Oh, well, we won't come to church today because I can worship God in the fields, up on the mountains. Yes, you can. But God wants us to join together. There's a power, a support, as we worship together, as people who love the Lord Jesus Christ as his church. And the challenge from these verses, do we ever hide? Do we ever try to hide from God? Usually we don't hide or try and hide when things are going well. If we've sinned and we know we've done wrong, then the devil puts his thoughts in our minds and tries to dissuade us from joining together with one another. Try to dissuade us from worship. And it's just as we read this psalm, we understand more about David. A young shepherd boy who fought lions, killed Goliath, committed sin, and yet God saw in David that he was a man after God's own heart. What encouragement this can bring to us. That although we're not perfect, we can come to God. And he loves and cares for us. So we need never try and hide from God, because we can't do it. God is everywhere. God who created us. This is a lovely section. David acknowledges that it was God who created him. God who formed him in his mother's womb. As David recalls the wonders of the human body, he praises God. And just think how much more we know today about our bodies, how they function, and the wonders of what God has made. That we should understand even more and praise God even more for our bodies. So much we take for granted, don't we? As the years roll on, things tend to ache a bit more. The old eyes tend to go a bit more. The hearing goes. And the muscles ache and whatnot, don't they? While everything's fine, we forget just how wonderfully our bodies are made. How much information the hospital can get out of taking a blood test. As we look at it, without knowing, it just looks like blood. Well, it is blood, isn't it? And yet, the scientists can find out so much more. Whether we're ill, whether we've had illnesses, whether we've got bugs and all sorts of things. David says that we are wonderfully made. And David also acknowledges that all of his life is in God's hands. And that God knows about every day we live, from our birth to our death. Most of those days I've forgotten about my own life. Odd things stand out over the past and you can recall them. But the day-to-day life just goes on, doesn't it? How many of you have difficulty in trying to sort out what day of the week it is when you wake up. Especially when COVID was on and we were shut in. Every day was the same, wasn't it? The weeks were the same. But every day of our lives, God knows about. Even while God was forming David in the womb, he had a purpose for the undeveloped embryo. God has a purpose for each one of us. And a challenge to us this morning. Are you willing to seek God for his purposes for you? God has a purpose for you and for me. Are you willing to seek God and ask him to lead and guide you? And it doesn't matter whether you're Noah's age, because he's the safest I can say, he's the youngest one here. But I won't go to the other extreme. No matter how old we are, God has a purpose for us. We are useful to God. And he wants to lead us and guide us. But are you willing? Am I willing to be led by God to seek his purposes for each one of us? And God's thoughts are precious to David. When he wakes up, he is still with God. If we have a good sleep, you can sleep for 6, 7, 8 hours on a stretch. Sometimes we wake up and we can't sleep. And I was not worried about today, but when you're preaching, it's on your mind. And there's all sorts of things going through my mind on the night before. And you wake up and you wonder about all sorts of things. But how often do we thank God for each day of our lives? When we've realised what day of the week it is, maybe that's just for people younger than me, sometimes realise that. But we need to just thank God and just be aware of God's love and presence with us each day of our lives and to thank him for it, not to take our lives or God's love and presence for granted. God, who has a perfect plan for our future. The one good thing about David's Psalms, it's very honest. And David says he wants to kill the wicked people that speak against God. David wanted to protect God. We can't do that, but that was David's desire. He wanted to protect God. And sometimes we too may want God to act in certain circumstances. But God also loves and wants all people to turn to him. God knows what is best, and God knows the future. And God's plan is perfect. But if you're like me, I want things immediately. On the computer, you're waiting for it to load up. You're waiting for something to download. And it's only seconds. But I'm almost, well, I don't shake the computer, but you almost want it to speed up a bit. It's going too slow. But that may be saying more about me than it is about you. But God gives us a chance to respond to his love. But do we take it? Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour and Lord? Is Jesus special to you? Do you want Jesus to be part of your life? He wants to be part of your life. And we need to respond to the Lord Jesus. We're just asking him to lead and guide us. David wants to separate himself from people who are against God, to keep himself pure from any relationships with evil. He wants to put God first in his life. He wants to avoid any temptations, any people that would lead him astray. I wonder over our years whether we've led any people astray. As we possibly recall people that may have led us astray. But David's desire is to please God. David wants God to guide him and lead him, to keep himself pure from any relationship with evil. And a challenge to us, is this our desire too? To keep our lives pure? To avoid relationships with evil, with things that we know will harm us. And lastly, God, who loves us to draw us closer to him. David concludes this psalm by asking God, who knows everything, to search through his life and test him to see if there's any offensive way in his life in which David has overlooked or is not aware of. And what a challenge to us. Are you prepared to open up yourselves before Almighty God and ask this question? David asks this: search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. And I just want to give us an opportunity. Do you want to make this prayer your prayer? I'm going to read it out loud again. If you want to join in out loud, you can. If you want to join in your mind and make this prayer your own. God knows our thoughts. We've already found out, haven't we? And he knows our words before we say them. So let's just consider those words for a moment and see if we want to make this our prayer, our personal prayer. Let us pray. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in a way everlasting. Amen. And David ends by asking God to lead him in God's ways, so that he can do God's will. And may this be our prayer too, that we'll be asking God to lead us in his ways and in his will. Amen. We're going to sing our closing song as we respond to this psalm of David. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, feed me now and evermore. May this song be our prayer as we respond to God's care and love for each one of us. Thank you, Brian. Loving Father, we thank you for your precious word. Thank you for the honesty and practicality of David as he wrote a lot of the Psalms. And Father, we just thank you for the challenges which come out from this Psalm 139. Father, we just want to do your will. We want to be led by you and guided by you. And we just pray, Father, that you will strengthen each one of us. May each one of us know your peace and your presence with us this coming week. Be close to us, we pray. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.